The new Museum of Contemporary Art is reopening today in its new home, an eccentric modern building in downtown Manhattan. NPR's Ilya Meretz was there to watch them load in the art.
When the new museum was started in 1977, the founders wanted to only show art that was totally new. There would be no permanent collection. All the artists would be living, dynamic, edgy. The concept was great, but the execution had problems. No space was ever right. There were too many columns to display the sculptures, or not enough room for the video art. And so it's come to this, a building that looks like a stack of six white cake boxes wedged between an industrial kitchen supply shop and a shelter for homeless men. It doesn't quite fit in with the neighborhood, but the new museum is making itself at home.
Yeah. Well, we're getting our last crate, I believe, at 5 o'clock.
That's exhibitions manager Hendrik Gerets. He and the registrar, Sherry Zola, are waiting in the lobby for a sculpture to arrive by truck from Kennedy Airport.
And that should be it, right?
I was going to say, that looks like the truck.
Josh, we have our artwork, so can you come
Before we meet the truck, you need to know that moving the art in here is complicated. The new museum's new building has no driveway in the back, no hidden loading dock. Each piece of art has to be carted through the glass doors in the front. You don't want to leave sculptures sitting on the sidewalk. And you certainly don't want to work so fast that you drop a painting.
Is this the truck?
This is the truck.
Sherry Zola, the registrar, goes to meet the deliveryman and inspect the crates.
Hey, guys. Which two is it? It's one or two.
Next thing, three guys show up curbside wearing canvas gloves and carrying dollies. Hideki, Josh, and John are preparators, museum speak for movers.
Which piece is this?
Scarecrow.
With a big heave-ho, the preparators lift each crate off the van and onto a dolly, and then truck the pieces across the sidewalk, through the museum doors, and up to the gallery. Each crate weighs about 200 pounds, making this one of the lighter sculptures the preparators have moved. Last week, they had to use a forklift to offload a pile of glued-together rocks that weighed more than a ton. When the crates come off the dolly, their work is complete.
That was the last delivery for this exhibition.
These guys will be back in a few months, moving the artworks out.
That's the last one.
The new Museum of Contemporary Art, after all, has no permanent exhibitions. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Meretz.
This is NPR News.